What is really interesting is he stands up there. Boris is not going to speak, so it's okay. I just want you to see him. I never even met you, Boris. I just was reading this. Without a car, he sold 28 homes in a month. And he said, what happened is, just walk down a little bit, Boris, so people can see you a little bit better there. And what happened is, because he didn't have a car, he said, I decided just to go out and knock on doors every day. Now you see, as a result of that, he not only formed the habit, but he changed his entire state of vibration. Consequently, everything that was in harmony with the way Boris thinks, with the way Boris feels, and the way Boris acts, he started to attract that very thing into his life. That very thing into his life. Without a car. Without a car. Why don't we give Boris a hand? Now, let me tell you one of the reasons I think we don't get to where we want to go. I think it's because we try to be too realistic and too practical about the goals that we set. Now, I've heard people come to me and they'd say, you know, you've got to be realistic and you've got to be practical. I can tell you that's the one thing that no one can ever accuse Bob of being, is practical or realistic. Hans Selye, who was the greatest doctor on stress on this earth, anywhere he'd speak, he would attract some of the greatest minds from all over this earth. And I've carried this around with me for a long time, this statement by Selye. And Selye said that he found beyond a shadow of a doubt that practical and realistic people are not as practical and realistic in the long run of life as the dreamers who pursue their dreams. There's an article about a man on here who applied to every United States medical school and was refused by every single one of them, telling him he would never be a doctor. Now keep in mind, the idea that he held was searching out some in all these cosmos, every corner of these cosmos, to find a way for that idea to become a reality. And they all rejected him. And I'm going to say the idea doesn't work. And then he wrote it once more. He did it again. They rejected him the second time. And then he wrote once more, and they rejected him the third time. Don't you think that was enough to change his state of vibration? Don't you think that was enough for him to turn his desires inward and give up on the goal or the idea? They say depression is energy at its lowest state of vibration. They say that success is energy at its highest state of vibration. Happiness, joy, is orderly vibration. Well, I took this idea because this man, I think you know, as the man with the first artificial heart. In other words, he invented the first artificial heart. Anybody know who I'm talking about? Dr. Jarvik. Three times he was rejected. But he kept on, and he kept on, and he made it. I took that idea to a gal who had given up on life. Call her at any time. Her name? Robinson. Hillary Robinson. Hillary was not in the healthiest state at the time. In other words, her state of vibration was very low because Hillary stopped looking in the direction that she should have been looking in. She wasn't expecting things to happen in her life for a happier, for a healthier, for a more productive life. She was not looking for it. Consequently, she wasn't getting it. And as we started to talk to Hillary, remember what I pointed out here? That every thought changes the rate of vibration. You see, if I were to take someone right out here in the platform and I started to get you to build a picture on the screen of your mind about something that is pleasant, that is enjoyable, something that you truly would like to have, you truly would like to be, you would change your state of vibration. If you can maintain it for a period of time, you would enjoy it longer. If you can maintain it for an additional period of time, not only would you enjoy it